From Tibbetts on September 1st, 2014, this is Dropbox Drops Pro Prize, Adds Pro Features by Adam C. Angst. Dropbox may have set the standard for file sharing services, but with Google Drive and Microsoft's OneDrive lowballing the price of storage, Dropbox has found it necessary to tweak the details on its paid Dropbox Pro accounts to compete, now offering a single 1 terabyte tier for $99 per month or $99 per year. Previously, Dropbox charged $9.99 per month for 100 gigabytes, $19.99 for 200 gigabytes, and $49.99 for 500 gigabytes. Users who had one of those plans now have 10 times their previous amount of storage. Those who had 200 gigabytes and 500 gigabyte plans can opt to keep them at the new quotas of 2 terabytes and 5 terabytes respectively, or downgrade to 1 terabyte at the beginning of the next billing cycle. In comparison, Google Drive also offers 1 terabyte for $9.99 per month, and for those who don't need that much space, 100 gigabytes for $1.99 per month. The personal OneDrive account is normally $1.99 per month also for 100 gigabytes, or $3.99 per month for 200 gigabytes. But a current promotion on OneDrive for Business drops the 1 terabyte price to $2.50 per month. Amazon's Cloud Drive will probably be dropping its pricing soon, given that 1 terabyte costs a whopping $500 per year there. More compelling for those who don't need more space are the new features that Dropbox is adding to Pro accounts. Free Dropbox accounts won't get these features. First, view-only permissions for shared folders is the big one that many longtime Dropbox users have wanted, so you could share a folder with someone without worrying they'd change or delete files. Second, shared links gain two additional features, password protection and expiration dates, both of which give you more control over who can access a shared link. Third and finally, remote wipe enables you to delete the Dropbox folder from a lost device the next time it comes online. This is mostly useful for Apple users who consider their only important data to live in Dropbox. Otherwise, you'd be better off using File Vault to protect all your data, as fully explained in Joe Kissel's Take Control of File Vault, or remotely wiping the entire device using Find My iPhone. Thanks to Glenn Fleischman for alerting me to the fact that Dropbox has also rejiggered its PackRat unlimited version history feature. For free accounts, Dropbox maintains all older versions and deleted files for only 30 days. But in the past, Dropbox Pro users could pay an extra $39 per year for PackRat, which maintained all older versions and deleted files indefinitely. Dropbox has now renamed PackRat to Extended Version History and set it to preserve only 1 year of older versions and deleted files. The price of Extended Version History for Dropbox Pro users remains $39 per year, and existing Dropbox Pro users with PackRat can opt in to keep unlimited version history before November 1st, 2014. Dropbox for Business users continue to have unlimited version history. Needless to say, an update to Joe's Take Control of Dropbox will be making its way onto Take Control's publishing calendar, so the next few months are pretty booked as we gear up for Apple's upcoming operating system revisions. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.